Earth in many forms. Now it returns as the car.
There was no driver in the car.
The car possessed.
I know why he didn't go into the cemetery. The ground was hallowed.
Nothing can stop the car.
This is Wade! We can't let him through no matter what!
Stay in close! Kill our sister!
There's nowhere to turn.
The car, he's in here!
Nowhere to hide. No way to stop the car.
I think I hear the engine of that car. It's around here somewhere. Wait, I'm scared. No, I promise you I won't go out. Tell me what to do, baby.
What evil force drives the car?
I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69.
2000. America is a vast speedway. People line the streets to witness the greatest drivers on earth in a race from sea to shining sea.
This is a death race.
You finish first, or not at all. Death Race 2000. Every car a deadly weapon. Every spectator a potential point. Cross-country road wreck, and the traffic is murder.
Who are you, anyway?
Frankenstein. National hero. Best driver on earth.
I don't want you to die.
He was built by the world's finest surgeons to drive the fastest car ever designed, and nothing can stop him now. 2000, rated R.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long.
Wow.
built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Car noise.
time to get up. It's time to get up. Car noise. Car noise.
Time to
car noise.
Time to get up. 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 Time to get up.
I took my girl to go bowling downtown at the Red Door. After an argument I started because I thought she didn't like me anymore. I can't help it, sometimes I feel pitiful. And of course she's so young and beautiful. Coke, that's her favorite and I wanted to make up for earlier. But I dropped her glass and it broke, so I just gave my glass to her. So did I in our lane. Then she went to the vending machine to buy a candy cane. But right next to that was a boy I knew with a spring in his hand, playing a country pinball machine called Stand By Your Man. I saw him talk to her, but I stayed in my lane and played my game steady, and was thinking of a day when I'd be too old to throw a ball this heavy. Young now, so it's easier to knock them all down. Then I looked and saw her say to him, "You're really hitting that ball around." And he's looking at her the way I did when I first met her. I can see in his face white flowers and cups of coffee and love letters. I was sorry to interrupt that game, but I went and did it anyway. I dropped my red bowling ball through the glass of his machine. I said, "Are you quick enough to hit this ball, Mr. Clean?" I was scared to lose her, so I couldn't help being mean. And that ended both of our games. I said I was sorry, but my girl left with him just the same. I thought how much I hate when love makes me act this way. I was bent over a broken pinball machine in a bowling alley and I threw it all away.
69. Speed down the skyway. Speed down the skyway. She found a home on the way. She'd be so all right now. Right around the killer's corner. It's doomsday, doomsday.
This is not that town. Big cigars come out of the ground. Sweat on their way down. Sweat on their way down. Containers. Containers. And the drivers. Containers. And the drivers. And Jack's a distant relation. Communists are just part-time workers. And there's no thanks from the loading bay racks. Containers and the drivers, containers and the drivers, containers and the drivers. for 2 days. Look at a grey port for 2 days. Train line, stone and grey. Arrow, arrow, roll on, roll on. Up the containers and the drivers. Speed for the wages. The container drivers. Up containers and the drivers. Stop.
his bumper backing up. Things walk from bad to worse. The gears got jammed when the brakes were slammed, and his steering got stuck in reverse. He got out to look over the damage, and the bumper seemed just barely bent. He decided that he'd still be able to drive if he backed up wherever he went. He almost ran into a sports car that was parked down the road from his drive. He missed the first fence post he came to, but then he knocked down the next four or five. He managed to miss some mailboxes, but crashed into the curb with his car. He was sure that his plan was a poor one, before he had gone very far. He kept his eyes peeled for repair shops, and backed into the first one he'd found, where mechanics pinpointed the problem, and a tune-up got him turned around. Car gear sticks in reverse. Daring driver crosses town backwards.
This radio station was named Kowalski, in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when he's going to stop, but who is going to stop him.
We'll be right back. Give her Darling, 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 put your lips to mine. Let's drive it home.
Well, I'm a simple bloke. The things I like are few and far between. I love my wife and I love my kids, and on my truck I'm equally as keen. I don't talk dirty on the CB, and I don't chat up waitresses in cafes. I just pull up, have a rest and another cup of coffee. One day not so long ago, pulled into the yard to unload. I thought to myself, it's getting a bit nippy, better put my coat on so I don't catch a cold. Now I like a drop of beer, but there's some advice for you. Don't drink and drive. Pull up, have a drink and stay in the cab for the night. When I reached the outskirts of town, a strange thought crossed my mind. What if I get home to find the wife and kids have died? Well, I laughed a bit, you know, as if this sort of thing could ever happen to me. I pulled up round the corner of my house, came in through the back way. No one around. Disappointing to find my tea wasn't ready. There was a knock on the door, it was Dave from out the road. Bad news, I'm afraid, Ted. My dog's dead. The thing that's so sad is he was knocked over by a drunken truck driver. I was being walked by your wife and kids, I'm afraid, Ted. Well, it wasn't my day, fresh out of luck, but at least I've still got me truck.
Statistics show that too much caffeine is not good for you, and I know it's so easy because I myself, in the old days, used to drink, I was up to 63, 64 cups a day, and not just the small white styrofoam cups. I...
Statler? Is that it?
Yeah, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through
the whole thing.